Blog Talk Radio.
She said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in the cut. Shorty looking thick as fuck. And she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table, I told her I have to burn one. Shotgun in the box, that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chilling in the club, and I'm sipping on my Hennessy. In the VIP like they ask what some kin to me. All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got this tendency. Scrolling through my Insta and shorty looking kinda nice. Man, I slid up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight. She slid me the Addy and told me that it's on sight. Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right. Everything was going good and then shorty just started tripping. Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping. Tried to cuddle when I told her I got a coat. She said, I thought you loved me. I told her I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want
I'm walking in pride, trying to solve my problems. What about Donnie and Luke? The niggas that taught us the don'ts and the do's. The ball like the Lakers with gators for shoes. Got every color, three piece in the suit. Especially the blue. OGs and the bosses. To be if they pay what the cost is. Every dealer a coke killer. Daily you dead where the moss is. Let me show you where the plug at. Where the hoes and the drugs at. But watch what you say, them niggas to pray. They wiring shit with the bug tap. To lay you flat, be the mission. Don't come around here if you slipping. Cause my city quick with the jumper. Like 94 and they pimping. We like to show what we mention. So you never doubt if we did it. When my niggas die hard, fried hard, mouth sauce stripping. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. Come with the fat, make it greasy. And I'll bring the heat, be the stove. Fuck what you heard, it's a fact. Deadly, you dead where you at. Deadly, you dead in the street, talking 600 feet with the nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking this sweet, sweet, sweet. Your father don't show. Down by the corner they post with Frankie and BD and Mo. The college tuition a white. Graduation the end of the night. Where the coppers be flexing. You could be next to get snitched by a worker or hype. Told you I don't know nothing, no capping. Say you want what we get action. Say you want what we get goon. But watch it now, Junior, be cool. This ain't the shit in cartoons. Think I'm lying, nigga, wrong move. These little niggas thought six figures was really the lick till they hit the news. Now they grandmama crying, they missing you. Granddaddy flatter a tissue. Your chillin's a villain, they sick from the villain. They're killing the villain that picked you. When they walk in them shoes, better fit. And you better come with the shit. Cause it's niggas that sitting for getting a ticket for every young nigga they hit. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. Come with the fat, make it greasy. And I bring the heat, be the stove. Fuck what you heard, it's a fact. Deadly, you dead where you at. Deadly, you dead in the street, talking 600 feet with the nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking this sweet, sweet, sweet.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome back. It's your boy B Trey, my man Radio Rail. And this is another episode of OG Radio Present Let's Talk Tuesday. Man.
What's the word? Your ass, you know, been gone. So welcome back, sir.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Before we get started, I'd like to go ahead. Before the game over with, congratulate my Denver Nuggets on whooping some Clipper ass. I'm fine. We about to go ahead and bust them Lakers too. They ain't
the
never had it in them.
It's not even over yet, okay?
Well, that's why I'm saying congratulations early. Do not mess with my man Jamal Murray. Hey. A man got 33 points as we
speak.
Jamal Murray has 33
points. We'll come back. We can still come back,
all right? Look, it's 89-74. Where y'all coming back from? We just scored the first 7 points of the fourth quarter. Where y'all coming back from?
We held y'all to 18 in the third quarter.
Where y'all come back?
We'll come back. We'll come back. Just watch and see. We the comeback king.
We the leader of this whole game. Where y'all coming back from, bro?
Right.
You see a cutback at? My man Joker got a triple-double already. He's 19, 11, and 12 right now.
That's all right, you know. Real players look up.
It's cool, man. They get their next time. They come next time. But, man, let's get to the topic of discussion. You want to go ahead and start? I know you got some deep, 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 deep You probably got some deep pains on this, and you was talking hard on this shit earlier.
Of course. But before we get into it, our lovely producer has just blessed us with calling in. He has some information to share with the world. Let's go.
What's up, man? First of all, what's good, man? I just want to say a shout out to the Denver Nuggets. We're going to go ahead and play the Lakers soon.
Oh, man.
Look, before I get into the news, you know, I got to say, because I can see the Clippers' body language. They dead in the water, bro. Once I do this interview, I'm going to bed because I go to work early. So I ain't even paying attention to this game no more because I can see the body language. And it says that the Clippers,
you know,
got
they
it
just,
in their system.
They tired. That's all. You know, they've been whooping ass for three games. They're just tired now.
Niggas, no, man. Even one of my guys hit me and said, man, bro, this hurt. Everybody's saying it. Bye-bye Clippers. This championship for you. Everybody. Bro, it's a lot of people saying it. Y'all down like, what, 10, 12, something like that?
Yeah.
They down.
Nah, I did say.
But anyway.
That they whooped ass. You know.
I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody what I've come upon. First of all, I want to say shout out to Next Level Society and the Emphasis Project 360 Artist Group. I will be not only a guest speaker for this event, that it's a 2-day seminar and event, whatever, starts the 29th of this month. And basically, man, it is a learning experience for a lot of people who are trying to get to the music business, a lot of teens that's trying to get into the music business, the art business. So it's basically what we doing is it's a round table of producers, artists, songwriters. We'll be talking about publishing, marketing, branding, distribution, just everything that has to do with the music business and everything that it brings. And what we're going to be, it's going to be via Zoom. So you can go to www.nlschicago.com/360artists, and all parents can register their teens who are looking to get into the fashion business, the music industry. And I will be one of the guest speakers. I don't know which day it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be the 29th or the 30th, but I keep everybody posted. I have just signed up to not only be a guest speaker and a promoter for this event. The OG Radio team is an official sponsor for this event. If you go to any of my social media, it will be posted. If you go to OG Radio, it will be posted. Shout out to Sierra. Shout out to Jermaine, the two people who have booked me for this event. And this is not my first time working with Next Level Society. I've been working with them for a while, man. I did a silent party with them as a DJ. And we're just continuing to, expand and grow and just work with people, man. That's what we counting on and we're doing. We just out here working with people and just showing teams that you don't have to be a celebrity to give back to the community, to pursue your dreams and any dream that you have you want to go and pursue. So like I said, man, this is something that just dropped in my lap, man, like literally a couple hours ago. And like I said, man, anything else, any other information that I have, I will make sure I send to y'all. And like I said, man, shout out to Next Level Society and 360 Artists. So that's basically what we got going on, man. I'll be a guest speaker. I'll be talking about, myself, my businesses, how did I grow my businesses, and everything else in between, me as an artist, and just going through the whole slate of any questions they have for me about what I do in the industry. How did I grow to what I'm doing right now and everything else in between? So as I get more information, I'll definitely give it to y'all. The flyers will be on all my social media. That's Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, all that good stuff. That's basically what I got going on coming up. And we got a couple more events coming up, too. I will be DJing a couple of events this weekend. One of them is a book signing. So I have a book signing to be downtown on North Ave.
Okay.
And that's basically what we got going on for this week, man. We basically going to be working this weekend. I know I am. And That's what it is, man. Like I said, first of all, I do appreciate y'all, man, for, you know, continuously doing what y'all doing, this radio show, man, and allowing me to grow and, like, develop what I've been doing for me as a radio, me as a production person, me as a social media marketer now, me as far as just continuously growing the brand that I built and that y'all are helping me grow even larger, man. So I appreciate y'all, man, because, like, at the end of the day, man, I'm nothing without y'all as far as my teams and everybody that is a part of OG Radio, OG Entertainment, man. So, like I said, man, without y'all, man, just what I got going on now, I wouldn't be able to do. So, like I said, any extra information, if anybody knows any kids, any teens who are looking to be a part of this situation, please send them to my inbox. Look for the flyer. All the information to get registered is on the flyer. Like I said, I'll be posting it. Next Level Society will be posting it. You know, the OG Radio, OG Entertainment team will be posting it. This is something that I really am proud to be a part of, man, because it's another one of them steps about giving back to the community, giving back to these kids. And it's just something that we can try to do with this pandemic being, we could do a lot of things via Zoom. So this is kind of one of the goals, to get these kids the knowledge of if they want to go into the music business, not just to be a rapper, but a designer, fashion designer, whatever it is that we can help these kids get into at an earlier age, whether it's just learning from somebody off the street or learning from somebody who got a bad rap or a bad deal, just learning from some professionals that have done what they've done, worked with celebrities, just building their brands on their own, man. So this is not just, I'm not just calling in talking about what I got going on. This is something that I really advise parents to get their kids involved in. If you see your kids really, you know, you may have a kid, you may know a kid who is starting their own clothing line and they don't know nothing about branding and, you know, stuff like that. Because at the end of the day, I see a lot of not only kids, but a lot of adults who try to get their kids in this industry and they don't know what's going on. They don't know how to read the contract. They don't know nothing. And you'll get the New Edition treatment. That's what I call it. You'll get the New Edition treatment.
Right, yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? This is more so of a knowledge thing for these kids, because I want the kids, the teenagers and parents, I don't care. You know, parents can listen in to us, and they can understand what's going on in this industry, so they know what to look for and what to, you know, the red flags of the industry, and try to avoid them as much as you can. And that's just one of the things that we really want these kids to understand, and that's what we're pushing these kids for parents and everybody to do. So, like I said, all the information will either be on my pages, any of my social medias. Y'all know me, Mr. AK38, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Princeton Ellis, Facebook, OG Radio. And this is what we're trying to accomplish, man. We're just trying to give kids something different with this pandemic. And then we got to do a lot of stuff via Zoom, but it's going to be something I think that will benefit a lot of kids out here and really want them to have the opportunity. So that's what we got. We're just trying to get a lot of people in tune. And we just continuously working, man. That's all I can say, man.
Facts. I got to keep working.
Definitely.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm going to let y'all get back to the show, man. I'm not watching this Clippers and Denver game because I already got Denver winning, and then I got Lakers in, like, six.
Yeah, man.
To go to the finals. I'm not even a Lakers fan. I'm just saying, like, sooner or later, this them coming back from 3-1 got to run out, and I just don't see them doing it one more time against the Lakers. I just think
I'm real,
that stamina
is going to
hit them different, man.
I'm real good. Right. I got J.R. Smith on the Lakers.
Oh,
at the
Lord.
Same time, Denver Nuggets. I don't know. Oh, my God. My Denver Nuggets, though. So, I'm going ahead and go with the Nuggets winning against the Lakers. But if they all win, you know what I'm saying? Got to get the chest tattoo, shut off all winter and summer. We just going to get hypothermia. It don't really matter because we got Henny. So, if anything was possible with J.R. Smith,
it's looking good. But I'm gonna let y'all have y'all show, man. I'm about to here. Like I said, Friday. Like I said, we just locked in the artist, man, that we're gonna have on there, man. I'm telling you, it's gonna be an amazing show. So So I'm gonna holler at y'all, man. And y'all keep doing your thing, man. I'm out.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Yeah.
I think it's a good time to hop into a couple of songs. I'll let you go ahead and pick which song you want to play during this break.
Hey, look. I got my select favorite. I've been promoting this one for damn near a month now. By Chicago's very own Public Announcement with Body Bumping Remix with Lil Boo. Let's go.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gonna be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gonna be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. So let me work your body, work your body, work your body. So I'm hoping for a one-night stand. And I've been thinking about this moment. Know you thought about this moment too. So I'ma grip up on that ass like some plies. So baby, please excuse my hand. And we can meet up in the hotel lobby. We can get the party started. And we can keep it on the down low, shawty. We ain't gotta tell nobody. And I'ma work your body. Hands all over your body. And I'ma kiss all over your body, every single inch of your body. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. So let me work your body. Work your body, work your body,
body bumping.
And I'ma work your body, work your body, body, work your body. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you.
Time with you, Mr. Lovely. My name is Felony, and I'm a stand up guy. Tell me what you want in your life. Respectfully, I will oblige. I'll make time for you, with you. At my side, ain't nobody, anybody, just your body. Is the body I want on my body. I gotta have it to love. I can tell that your love will be some freaking love.
Let me come and love on you, baby. Body bumping,
cry.
I'ma look in your eyes.
I'ma pick up them thighs.
Take my time with you.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo. Come and work my body.
Yippee-yi-yay,
come and work my body. Come and work my body.
And I'ma work your body.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo. Come and work my body.
Yippee-yi-yay,
come and work my body. Come and work my body.
And I'ma work your
hey,
body.
Girl, I'd rather spend my night with you. Yeah. Infatuated with our loving and she like me too.
Like me
good
too.
Days, hood ways, spend some time with you.
Yeah.
12 plate all day, bump and grind with you. I make the bed rock. I'm a king, do your thing, taste the raindrop. When I come, it's when the pain stops. Gone on the road, I've been needing you for days, waiting to hear you say. Demon in that pussy. Show to see for real, man, I'm feeling for that pussy. Fuck going home alone. Hell nah, I need a passenger, girl. Body bump with me and vacuum me, girl. Suck, suck, suck. the shot. Body bumping, you and I. All feelings to the side, babe, I want you right now.
Pick up the phone, girl.
Showtime. It's Josiah the Omar. Josiah the Omar. Say my name, baby. Let's get freaky, look, baby. Let's put on a show. Kiss you, lick you, suck you. Then I take off your clothes. Lay you on the bed. I don't want you to go slow. Start from your neck, then I go to your toes. It's showtime. Picture in me and you. Go light the candles, I'll put the camera in view. Baby, let's make love, the mirror can't watch us too. Baby, keep coming, I'll stop on our own door. It's showtime, let's make a movie. Hit it different angles, that pussy is juicy. Love the moves you make when I'm like that. You telling me keep going, please don't stop it. It's showtime, let's make a movie. Different angles, that pussy is juicy. Love the moves you make when I'm locked in. You're telling me keep going, please don't stop it. This my favorite scene in a movie. We both reach a climax in this movie. We don't need credits in this movie. Fuck it, we keep going to part three. Damn, I love it when you ride me, baby. Saddle up, I put it inside it, baby. Deep breaths when you ride, then I lose control. I try to hold it in, you say don't just let it go. I pull it out, you open wide, you swallow it whole. Look me in my eyes, don't let it go. Once you're done, you come up, tell me get on top. I bite your neck, lick your ear, whisper, I won't stop. It's showtime. Let's make a movie. Hit it different angles, that pussy is juicy. Love the moves you make when I'm locked in. You telling me keep going, please don't stop it. It's showtime. Let's make a movie. Hit it different angles, that pussy is juicy. Love the moves you make when I'm locked in. You telling me keep going, please don't stop it.
Yo, yo, yo.
Ooh.
What was that?
We are back. That last track was by Josiah D. Amore. It's called Showtime. I know I promised everybody yesterday that I was going to have a few tracks from him, but the two of them didn't upload yesterday, only one. But that's one of them. So y'all catch him on Apple Music. That's JOSIAHD'AMOUR. Again, catch him on Apple Music. That's my little brother. He's trying to, you know, make a name for himself out here.
I'm doing the same. I'm doing the same. Fuck all that. Fuck all that.
Yeah.
So, topic. I'm going to go ahead and let you say what you got to say.
All right. That old devious ass laugh. So,
hell yeah.
I just got word. Well, we got word, mainly me also, upon me coming to the house, that Cardi B and Offset have broke off their marriage. They have got a divorce because of his quote unquote cheating. The main thing that I want to say is that WAP wasn't enough. It wasn't enough to keep him from cheating.
You know I was going to say that.
It wasn't enough. Right. So that whole bullshit line about her having that WAP and that ring bullshit. It wasn't enough, baby girl. You still fucked around in your ass.
Damn. I mean,
for me.
Hey, and she wants child support. She wants all of that shit. And they didn't get a prenup. So that means she
wanna know what's crazy?
Ass.
What?
Want to know what's crazy? I said when they got married, I wish I could go back and find the post. When they got married, what was it, a year ago or 2 years ago, whatever, I said that one day when they divorced, she's going to want child support. When that baby came, I was like, one of these days, they're going to end up in a divorce, and she's going to want child support. And look what happened.
You got to think about it, bro. She's still probably 50. I mean, she see exactly what she's talking about. She going to do her thing. Fuck all this other shit.
I think it's really stupid, and it's because of, you know, celebrity life. Why? Because y'all not together, because he cheated, infidelity, I get that. That's breaking the laws and rules of a marriage. I get it. But now you're asking for child support? Like, you're definitely well off. So what the fuck do he need? Why does he have to dish extra money for child support when y'all both are millionaires? And she got a lot of things going more than just music. You know what I'm saying? And I know it's going to be some ridiculous ass shit, like, you know, $2,500 a month, you know, or stupid shit like that. Like, I don't understand these celebrity women when they want to put their man on child support when they both of them are at a high tier status of making money.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Clearly, he takes care of his children.
Money is everything. Money is
everything.
That
shit is crazy. I would never agree with child support for shit.
Gotta think about it, bro. Female lead, you already didn't want to prenup, so that means you okay with supporting her still. It's fucked up. But I'm in the area.
But
which I really think, though,
in this situation,
go
though,
both ways.
They both
true.
But, like, in this situation, they both rich as fuck. So what does he need to still take care of you both? Is she richer than him, technically?
Yeah. I was fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? It's just that shit is just crazy to me, man. I could see if Offset was this guy where he just didn't take care of none of his kids. Clearly, we see that he takes care of them. You know what I'm saying? And for you to be like, oh, well, I want child support, I want all that shit. Like, now you're just being bitter as hell. And that's every woman who end up doing that stupid ass shit. Child support is just the dumbest shit to me because what if, you know what I'm saying, guy and a woman, they break up, you know what I'm saying, he ain't got no job, but then you put him on child support. You're not going to get money. He ain't working. What's the point? What is the point?
Mm-hmm.
Then the way they got law set up, then you could go to jail for not paying. So if you do prison time and shit like that, you really not going to get no fucking money. So what is the point? I will never understand. Now you fucking up the kid's life because now the father can't be in the life because he locked up. And I know how this shit works. You don't get the full amount that they take out of a man's check every week, you know, or a month anyway. So the point of child support is just stupid as hell. So let's just say they take in $125 from the guy every week. When she gets that paycheck, it's never going to be the full amount. It's going to be a little bit here, a little bit there. They never give the full fucking amount.
That was bogus as fuck.
You know? And then I look at it as, like, I look at it as our mothers, their mothers, their mother's mothers, and shit like that have been taking care of households by themselves without a man for so fucking long. If they can do it and don't complain about it, why the fuck can't you? That's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Especially back in the day when them grandmamas had like 12 fucking kids. You know what I'm saying? And then the dad so happened to die in the process. You know, and the grandmama take care of all the kids. You know what I'm saying? So like if she managed to do that, and mind you, the cost of living wasn't what it is now, but also they wasn't making as much money as we do now. But like back then, they was able to support 12 kids. She did it on her own without a complaint. These women these days complain about everything, kind of don't really want to work and rather just take that support and government assistance. Like, no, I feel like you should strive to do better. Now, if there's a case where the government makes you do that shit, all right. But if you just literally like, yo, I'm going to go through this shit.
Like, for what?
Why can't you just be strong enough and do it on your own? That's just me personally.
I personally believe that child support is a way of suing a motherfucker, your baby daddy, without suing a motherfucker. It's like,
that
this nigga fucked me over. I'm suing this. I'm going to get the money from this nigga every fucking day. So, I mean, that if she fit, and then the court be like, well, fuck it. I'm going to let that shit happen. So, regardless if they get money or some money, that's fathers out there, and I know for a fact there's some fathers out there that do everything they can for their child, even though they're not, like, staying together as a family. But you still does it and puts that money down, picks them up every time. But some females still put them niggas on child support and deny visibility.
Exactly.
Right. So, y'all need to chill on that note. And then as far as Offset goes and Cardi B, even if he's saying, like, what it is, you need child support just to pay for a child or whatever, like, he already going to take care of it. It's his dog.
Right.
It's not like he already doing it. I say give a nigga a chance before you put him on child support.
Man,
I think
like,
this should
what
be like
that extra support for, bro?
I think motherfuckers need like a trial period before like a third period after divorce that you can't put a motherfucker on child support. Like 100%, and that bitch got to come with a mandatory DNA test. Mandatory.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I
for
totally
18 years. Oh, my God, you for 18 years.
Funny, great thing that you said that, right? So, a cousin of mine, you know, he thought he got this girl pregnant. This then the third. He stayed with her. X, Y, and Z. Was, you know, taking care of the child for 5 years. And then all of a sudden he was like, man, you know what? Let's you know, try the whole marriage thing, whatever. They didn't go through it, whatever, but, you know, they broke up and everything. Mm-hmm. And she tried to do the child support. So he's like, well, you know what? Let me get a DNA test. She's, you know, oh, I don't know what for. That's your baby, da 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 da. Lo and behold, it came back. The baby wasn't even his. So he spent 5 years taking care of a child that wasn't his. I think that's wrong. If you know that you don't know who the baby daddy is, why do that? That's crazy.
That's
5 years.
That's why I say I come with a mandatory. A mandatory pregnancy test.
Mandatory. Yeah, right.
Let me at least make sure that I'm paying for something that's mine. That's all I'm saying.
And I've seen women get upset over that. Like, why? Why is it so wrong for a man to be like, hey, well, let's get a test. What is so wrong about that? If you want to sit here be big and bold and be like, well, I want to put you on task, boy. Well, shit, let me get a test then.
Okay, then. Let me get a test. Just make sure it's mine. Confirmation. Just in case, huh?
Right. Because you'll get a man who'll be like, well, I have no problem paying the child support, but let me get the test first so that everything go copacetic. And then some women have a problem with that. Like, that's crazy. Like, ain't nobody saying that you fucking around. And if this is what you want, if you fucking with my livelihood, you know what I'm saying, you should go that route. That's all it really is.
Motherfuckers just need to relax. What's that? And then, like, honestly, I think some of the motherfucking, before you even put the name on the pregnancy test, that you should be like,
I mean, not on the pregnancy test, but like on the birth certificate. Like, this is my baby. Okay, cool.
Right.
Verify that shit right then and now. How loyal you think
the bitter
is?
Right. I hate the bitter baby mamas who put their baby daddies on child support. I always hated that situation. And then I also hate, like, I understand it's hard being a single mother. I get it. It's rough. It's tough. But again, I go back to the women that came before everybody, our mothers and all that other shit. If they could do it, why can't you? You know what I'm saying? There's facts. You're better off financially nowadays than back then. You know what I'm saying? And I always look at it as if dude don't want to be in their life, like, for example, mm-hmm. I'll throw my ex situation. My stepdaughter, her dad didn't want nothing to do, you know, with my stepdaughter. You know, she's a teenager now, and he walked out when she was, two years of age, right? And I always tell her mama, well, you know, like, when I started coming around and everything, she was like 5 or 6 at the time. She was like, oh, I think I want to put him on child support. I was like, for what? You've been taken care of on your own for 5, 6 years by yourself, and you've done a great job without his money. If you did it for 5 years without his money, what do you need it now for? You know what I'm saying? You didn't need it. So why? Because you're getting more angry and angry at the situation instead of letting it the fuck go because it's been 5, 6 years. Why do that? It makes no sense. You prove to yourself that you can do it on your own. You've been doing it.
Exactly.
So why double
don't
back
need
and
that
be like, oh, well, I want this. You don't need it.
Exactly. Why be attached
to
somebody that just want to leave?
Right. Like, fuck him. Fuck him and his money. Because you're always going to come across a man and or a woman in your lifetime that will do any and everything that previous man or woman couldn't do or wouldn't do or don't want to do. So, you know, I happen to pop up, and that's my baby. So, you know, I've been taking care of it, and that's just what it is.
That's sweet.
And I know, you know,
okay.
I know a lot of people who, you know, came into people's lives and was like, well, fuck it. He ain't going to do it, I got it. Or vice versa. She ain't going to do it, I got it.
And that's what's up, man. Motherfuckers need to take the fucking village to raise a child, you.
A village.
Mm-hmm.
It is a village.
Exactly, bro. So, I mean, I guess whatever. Everything's cool as long as basically the baby, I put like that. As long as the baby don't feel none of this heat coming or whatever, I think it's all good.
Right.
Like, let them leave each other. Just don't put the baby in.
Yeah. Exactly. I think it's wrong for men and women to use their baby and put their baby in the middle of everything. Like, don't use the kid, you know. Like, don't do that. Whatever quarrel y'all got with each other, let it be with each other. Don't make that kid get in the middle of anything.
Facts.
They didn't have to be here.
Mm-hmm. They didn't choose to be here. That's not they option. They didn't want to be here.
Right.
They have to.
Can't put the kids in the middle of a sloppy divorce or a relationship.
Exactly. Because it is what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm saying what happened to, what the fuck was that? Bobby Christina, Whitney Houston, daughter? Bobby Brown, daughter? Bobby Christina?
So Whitney Houston, daughter? Bobby Christina? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She ate that up. She ate them up.
Yeah,
horses are horrible things
to do it. Yep, and then went out the same way as my mama did. That's crazy.
The pressure is a celebrity life, G. You think
Yeah.
You think Will and Jada's sons and all will be all right? Daughters and all will be okay? Like, well, not okay, but way more different than how they act right now if they wasn't, like, everything that happened for their parents wasn't in, like, the light. Because, you know, they got them going through it. There's a whole bunch of shit.
I feel like their relationship is really, I don't know. Like, I don't know what to make of it because whether they would admit to it or not, because we know, they've been fucking swinging and all this other weird shit ever since we've known they've been together. For it to come out to light now, I don't know. But, like, if they wasn't into that weird shit, I think their kids would be straight. But because they were into that weird shit and they opened up their kids to so many different elements of life, they were just like, okay, well, since I don't have to be this way, I'm going to be this way. And it's like, what the fuck? I don't know whether Jaden is straight, gay, with the ABC community. I don't fucking know. He's always been weird. He'd be on that Young Thug shit, calling people his boyfriend, but he ain't gay. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Weird.
All I'm saying is, look, it's just because they in the public eye. Then, as some people do weird shit just to stay in the public eye. Like, or Cardi B or Offset or whatever, they, I'm saying, did all of that bullshit because they wasn't in the motherfucking eye of the fucking TV, like, the camera everywhere. Like, motherfuckers fall off
right.
And motherfuckers lose interest in certain people. Like, let people die down and have their time and then chill. Like, you see Nicki Minaj chilling the fuck out. She got a baby and everything. She came back one time for the fun time, said, fuck everybody. She's still the queen. She showed that she still got bars pregnant. She had her last little glow up on sound with naked, basically naked as hell in the video. Had her last whole moment. And I bet when she come back, she ain't going to be on that whole shit. She going to be bars. She got a whole baby. Nicki Minaj, I sit her ass down. She said she retired.
Back to bars, Nicki. And you know, that's actually smart. People think I really hate Cardi B. I don't hate her. It's just that, to me, she's contradictory. If you're saying that you're a leader and you're an inspiration to all the women and little girls across the world, then be that. But instead, you're letting the masses make you go out here and with this whole sex appeal and shit and putting out this type of music that shouldn't be, is the wrong inspiration. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, what if that's her message? What if that's her message, bro?
What is
like,
her message?
What if she really? I said, what if that's her message? What if she wanted to tell a little young girl, like, shorty, it's okay to shake your ass. You're going to get some money off. What if she,
I
that's
feel
her
like
real,
that's,
her
I
real
like
baby.
That is the message.
But what if she
feel
really,
like that
that's really what her message is? Like, what if
that's
what she's trying to do?
And that's what I will always have a problem with. But then you get all the Cardi fans who will sit there defending her down to a T. And it's like, you don't see what I see. You know what I'm saying? I always use Beyonce as a perfect example. I've never heard Beyonce, like, she has some sexual songs, yes. But it wasn't as vulgar and so explicit as these songs are now. But you've never heard Beyonce say the word pussy.
No. She said how good.
She didn't say a word.
I know.
Right. But
she
uses wordplay. Wordplay. Because
she's
an
adult and she's an actual lyricist.
Yeah. And like these artists nowadays, they don't use wordplay to make it sound good, make it sound okay. You know, it's all about the radio shit. Like, okay, I can make this song and say this so that way it gets radio play.
It's
the radio play for
and she's wow, really
was,
selling
what
that
was it? It was, right. And she still made it kind of cool, you know what I'm saying? Even, like, when Uchiwali came out back in the day with Nas and Braveheart. Like, it was cool to be like, Uchiwali, Uchi-bang-bang. But now it's like, pussy this, like this. Tuck dick that, let me ride your face, bitch. Like, what the? That's shit. And I'm grown as hell.
We don't we only saying that because we grown as hell.
I don't know. It's always been that way. Like, damn, like, that's a little, like, damn. You came out, like, firing, like, shit.
But that's what my fucking
wife
nowadays,
bro.
Like,
I'm going
to want somebody to walk up to
him
and be like, I want to suck your dick. Hey, pull it out.
Pretty much.
It happens. That's, that's what motherfuckers want. Hey, come here, let me fuck. Or, hey, yo, bitch, let me, you know, sign with that wet ass pussy or some shit like that. That's what motherfuckers want to hear now.
Right.
That bitch. My females respond to that shit real. Like, it's like, I think, I, like, nowadays, the only time you call a bitch, and really not, females not trip like that. Like, come here, bitch. And female will come over to us. It's a whole agenda, G. It's a whole agenda, bro.
Right. I feel like my main thing really is just be the message that you want people to hear. You know what I'm saying? If you're saying that you're this type of person or this is the type of message you're sending, but yet you contradict yourself by doing the opposite and spreading the opposite, I always will have a problem with that.
I ain't up for him.
Like,
that
remember,
she was
like,
on a bad time, bro.
You say what?
I ain't never hear she said that she was on something bad or whatever. That she admitted to all her shit. She admitted to being a stripper. She admitted to doing all this nasty shit. She admitted to drugs.
No, that's fine. I'm cool with that. Like, you admitted, fine. Like, should we care? No. Like, who gives a fuck? You do what you do in your life. But if you sit here and say that you're going to be this type of person and you are this type of person for many women across America and the world, and many little girls across America and the world, you shouldn't be putting music out the way that you do, because now I'm going to look at you like, what message are you
saying?
Think about
it like this, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Think about it like this, though. Honestly, Cardi B done got a whole bunch of females money. Because before Cardi B, porn was free. You can have a bitch saying you nudes like that. Now, it's only fan shit. Y'all ass. Every female got
but
the
it was proper, but it was
and that shit was
because
of
Cardi B. No, it wasn't. It was cracking before Cardi got onto that.
But I'm saying though, she's helping that shit.
Trust,
look,
listen,
she's telling female empower yourself. Get on that.
Listen,
do whatever you want to. That money, bitch.
Listen, trust me. I know it was cracking before she chimed on. But
what I'm saying, though,
it,
I ain't never
know,
really seen it in the public eye like that. I know females that never be the type to do that. Now I got that shit. One of my exes got that shit. They asked me to join. I'm like, bitch, I don't want to see you naked no more.
This is true. This is true.
But I'm
there's a
exactly.
Whole list. Yeah.
Exactly. So,
but it's like,
you can't admit, Cardi B is all, it's a lot of females involved in that. But Cardi B is on top of that list. Cardi B went riding that way. Cardi B is leading that shit.
It goes, right, and it goes to the message. So the message being sent is, okay, flaunt your body, get paid for it. Like, that message shouldn't come across to my 14-year-old teenage daughter that you got a body, flaunt that shit, you know what I'm saying, get paid for it. No, that's not what the fuck I want her to do. I want her to continue her education, follow her dreams, and, you know, go that route. Not, oh, well, I ain't got to go to school because I can make $2,000, you know, fucking every week for showing titties and ass and pussy. Like, well, no, that's not what the fuck I want to do. The entertainment business is the devil. It's the devil, but that's the world we live in. It's sort of like when T.I., got, you know, booked for all them goddamn guns, but turned around and did the Crime Stoppers commercial. King Louie got shot 5 times, turned around and did a Crime Stoppers commercial. Like, but you rap about the gang life and guns and have guns in your videos and shit, but then you turn around, like, come on, man. Y'all, the entertainment world is just fucking ridiculous to me. I will always say I'd rather be rich than famous.
See,
I don't want
to
be in the fucking limelight.
Underground to the surface.
Man, I would love the underground. I was actually Last Tuesday, I believe I had an artist last Tuesday, Ivy Myers. Shout out to Ivy if you're listening. We was talking because she's a main, you know, of course she's underground, and she was saying that the underground world, they're more hungrier than the mainstream. Like, mainstream gets so comfortable, they get that little check, they sit back and do what the master tell them to do. Like, nah, you don't get that quality music, that quality, you know, none of that shit that they had at the very beginning. And she used Meg Thee Stallion as a perfect example. And I was like, I'm glad she brought that up, because people looked at me like I was bogus for saying that Meg Thee Stallion's music is trash now. It is. I always go for the bars and the storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, once you make it the mainstream, then they like, hey, sex sells, so talk about this.
But
luckily for Cardi B, she was a stripper beforehand, and, you know, she was always talking about this type of shit. Although her first two mixtapes were shitty. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But although her first two mixtapes were really ass, it was really fucking trash. Like, the worst I've ever heard in music history. Right. But then Bodak Yellow came out when she got a little bit of money. Somebody was like, let me write this for you, and then bam.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, like, when she brought out Invasion, she wasn't talking about nothing. It wasn't a story that I pictured with any of her music. Her lyrics wasn't shit. I didn't paint a picture. It was just sex. But I get it. Sex sells. But Nicki Minaj can do both. She can sell sex and give you bars. Why can't it always
right?
be like that? Dreezy can sell sex and give you bars. Young M.A., that's just bars, bro. She ain't like she dyking. Like,
she ain't dyking, but at the same time, she out here doing what she gotta do. She's selling.
She doing what she gotta
same
do.
Shit.
But she ain't saying, you know, let me put the strap on and put it in your, no stupid shit like that.
Nah, she said she got
but
another
I'm bars.
She listen to that shit. She funky as hell.
Back. I even brought up that women can rap dope without all that sex shit. They was like, no, they can't. I was like, well, Queen Latifah never used sex in her shit like that. MC Light never really used sex in her shit like that. Wordplay. But, like, they were lyricists. That shit is gone when it comes to female rappers. Even most of the male rappers, that lyrics, the lyricism shit is gone. That's why I appreciate your boy, Jonah Lucas. I actually sat down and listened to a lot of his shit, even his recent project. And the one he did with Will Smith killed it. I just think the industry, like I always said, that Will Smith was a dope rapper when he was the Fresh Prince. Now, I wasn't with all that Big Willie style shit. You know, like that shit was trash. But when he was the Fresh Prince,
make somebody
he was doing everything with true, yeah. But like some of those songs, it was just like, like this is trash. But like with him and
like
Jeff, did they bang? And they like, I don't remember the name of the song, but like the whole album of Big Willie Style wasn't that. Whatever. I don't remember the name of it. I mean,
come
no,
on,
that was
when
cool.
I move,
that was,
you
know,
move.
For that time,
just like that. I move,
that,
you
that,
move. Just like that.
For that
era,
that dude,
was fine.
Like
that
you.
Music was cool.
Oh, God. Yeah, for that era, that was cool. But, like, I'm talking about, like, when it came to storytelling type shit, back in the 80s, when him and DJ Jazzy Jeff was together doing their shit, he was killing it. And I will always say, couldn't nobody fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? For him to do it with no cuss words, 24/7, like, yeah, he was fucking dope. He could have been a dope ass lyricist if he would have kept that up. But then, you know, the eras changed a little bit and he got to the 2000s feel and, you know, it was like, Same thing with LL.
Man.
LL was a fucking lyricist. I don't care what nobody
said.
Nobody fucking with
ass,
LL.
Bro.
Yeah, bro. When nobody fucking with. Then, you know, Masters got a hold of him. he still put out some bangers, you know what I'm saying? That Freeze and that shit he did with J-Lo. Like, that shit was dope as hell. But you can tell when artists change like that. But, like, these women and these men nowadays, they just rap about the same shit. You get a good beat, talk about hood shit, selling drugs, popping pussy, then, hey, you got a banger on your hand.
They all talk about the same shit. They just rapping different. And everybody is just nowadays it's about, you know, who style different. You know what I'm saying? Baby came out with a different style. Even though you talk about the same shit, no, he still kind of sound the same. But we've been listening to like 14 different rappers that sound the same. You know what I'm saying? All these niggas snake the same shit. So Baby can come out with the same sounding music, nigga. Fuck it. Because ain't nobody rapping like the Baby. So he got in his own lane. There's a whole bunch of motherfuckers on that. Trying to get the...
And then, just like the Migos, even though it sounds kind of mumble, whatever, but if you were to listen to the Migos when they first came out, their style was nothing like how it is now. It was just some regular-ass shit. So somebody along the way was like, hey, y'all should switch up y'all shit and sound like this. And then that's when you get the Bad and Bougies and fucking Bandos and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie. Some of that shit, first, early on, I'm like, ugh, like, this is Amigos? Fucking trash.
They got that shit with Thugger. Y-R-N. Thugger. She wanna fuck on Thugger. Thugger. Yeah, that answer, they like Migos. I ain't gonna lie, they introduced me to a whole bunch of other rappers because they're hopping on. They low key introduced me to Drake, that Versace chick. Like I heard his line from freestyle, and I was like, oh, this little light skin dude fucking killing this shit. And I ain't hit nothing else.
Oh, you weren't fucking with Drake when he first came out?
I was not fucking with light skin dude.
Now
not,
you know, back when we was in Ike, when he came, what was the name of that song? This here is on some truthful shit. That shit, when that came out.
I wasn't listening to no soft ass song. I wasn't talking about none of that shit.
Yeah, Drake was killing it.
I can't even lie.
Yeah, that
wasn't listening to that. I'm a hard guy to get along, to get on the song with this shit that hit me right there. I just sent it. But that shit was cold. The team that I put on for.
Yeah, Drake.
Bro.
Drake is
what hit me.
Is the truth. He's the GOAT.
What made me a Drake fan is when he was like, I can skip a song. He was like, yeah, I can skip a verse or a line. And then niggas were like, da na na, da na 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 na, da na 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 na. Bro, he just made sounds. I was like, this nigga didn't even rap for a whole two bars. And niggas made that shit sound coldish. I was like, I fucked with this life being a rapper. But then he kept singing. I was like, my cousin D was like, yeah,
yeah, that's
like, cool. I was like, that nigga nice. And I
the
was
whole,
like, man, look,
the whole Young Money just nice with it. Like, Nicki Minaj is just forever dope. When I forgot what song it was.
I was
she had
Nicki
laughs,
she was
right? Two bars. Right. And she had took two bars off just to laugh. And she said, I took two bars off just to laugh. Like, yo, that shit cold. Like, who
Nicki Minaj track was
fucking cold.
Nicki, bro.
Yeah, man.
Like, every track I heard Nicki on, man, like, once she first came out, B, when she was on Dirty Money, when she bought the label Dirty Money, and then when she signed to Young Money, bro, I was with her the whole ride, bro, and I have never stopped fucking with her.
Yep.
I just didn't hear, I was like, but, like, I sagged off because she was doing some whole other shit. I ain't never really listened to her album.
Right.
Like, the pink, the first one, I listened to that, man. I got that shit somewhere for, like, physical copy.
Yeah.
So was you.
The first one.
But I thought, I like all her mixtapes, though. When she was freestyling on everybody else shit, that shit was cold, bro. The, Itty Bitty, when she was on that Soulja Boy shit,
yeah.
And then once she hit that with that, rah, rah, like a Dungeon Dragon. She got everybody.
Oh, her and M
was stupid. Eminem. I was like, damn.
Her and M was stupid. Speaking of Eminem, I still fuck with Eminem. Will ever be an Eminem fan. The last album he put out, he killed it from track one to the entire end. You know what I'm saying?
He's a
dope lyricist. Nobody can ever fuck with him. For some reason, all these people, all these friends, our peers, do not fuck with Eminem. And I don't understand why.
I don't care.
Like, I don't get it.
And M don't care either. Geez.
But
M don't care either.
And that's why I love him. And that's why I love him. Because at the end of the day, he's going to always kill shit. So I listened to Big Sean's latest album, right?
Oh, I love that. That's when we get off the phone.
So one of the tracks was Friday Freestyle with a bunch of the Detroit rappers. The last two to go was Royce the 5'9" and Eminem.
Oh, I got now. I got it.
And when I say, bro, when I say M will never lose a step rapping, and Royce the 5'9" will never lose a step rapping, bro, they will never lose a step. Like, they killed it. Eminem killed it. He killed the last 2 minutes of it, just nonstop, just killing it. And then, like, he goes on and goes on. At the end, he's like, oh, fuck it. Like, yo, he's so dope. Those are real lyrics.
And on that note, we got to end the show, and I got to go listen to this.
Eminem
on Royce 49. Oh, my God.
Yes. It's called Friday Freestyle. Friday night freestyle.
So, but before I leave, I made a decision. I'm going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it and everything. But I'm going to start writing articles on the page, the ADE page, about different like stuff that's happening in hip hop. Just my opinion and everything. And then sometimes I'm going to be writing articles about artists and everything, so I'm not going to be having, so, you know, artists that we can't have on the show all the time,
You're going to use the underground artist?
Yeah, and I'm going to interview them, and I'm going to post the tidbits from the interview, and then post the whole interview out, like the questions I asked.
So blogging pretty much.
But I'm going to get it.
Yeah, I fuck with that.
Yeah, basically. So next week sometime.
Okay. Well, you know, I always link up with Bar University TV, so I can definitely pull a lot of artists from there that'd be interested in coming on the show. And we'll just keep going in a circle.
Facts.
My last thoughts of the night. Do better. We almost at the end of 2020. We almost there, y'all. Keep pushing through this bullshit pandemic. My 30th birthday is coming up soon. I'm throwing a huge little something. I'm gonna let everybody know what the deal is. I ain't got too much. Check us out Thursday, me and Genesis for poetry. We got a lot of poets that's interested as of today. And I'm very happy to have two of them from overseas. One is in India, the other is in Zambia. So once we figure out the two time zones, they're going to be on the show. And that makes me happy because, again, we're so diverse. We do have listeners from all over the world, and I appreciate the fact that they reached out to us that they want to get on the show and speak their truth. So catch us Thursday, me and Genesis for Poetry Night from 9 to 10:30, maybe longer depending on how many poets we have. And then catch me and B-Trey here again on Friday for Freestyle Friday. We have a special guest Friday. I'm not going to say the name because I keep fucking it up, but we have a special guest for Friday. And y'all can always catch Madness Mondays with me and a bunch of random people on Mondays from 9 to whenever the fuck. So that's all I got.
And on that note, we out.